Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, here to meet your urgent and emergent medical needs, whether they are COVID-19 related or not. Medical emergencies happen when you least expect them. Whether it's a stroke, heart attack, illness, or injury, San Juan Regional Medical Center's caregivers are here to provide care to you and your loved ones. Find out more online at sanjuanregional.com. Minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Tuesday morning, October the 5th, 2021. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin, and thank you for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air, of course, here in San Juan County, New Mexico, 103.3 FM over the air in Durango, and streaming everywhere else on the planet from our website, ksje.com. And welcome also to our viewers who are watching this visual radio program. It is streaming live this morning out to the KSJE Twitter account, our YouTube channel, and even our Facebook page, because everything's working again today. So we're glad that you are with us as well, everybody, because coming up in the next few moments, we are having a program with our monthly commitment to CHIC, Community Health Improvement Council of San Juan County. But this morning, we're talking about the treatment foster care program of Child Haven. So we'll be talking more about that in just a moment here on KSJE. Then later on this morning, we'll continue our election coverage of the contested races in the city elections coming up in November, of course. Michael Bullock is my guest. He is a candidate for Farmington City Council District 1. We will hear from him, as we have also heard from his opponent. That interview coming up at 8:30 this morning on KSJE. Later on this hour at 8:50 a.m., we'll check in with Amber Francisco over at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She'll be sharing some information about some of the pets available for adoption this week, including Max. That's the husky dog you see on the screen right now. And then, of course, next hour, it is our classical music program, Roving with the Arts. And Mick Hess will be here with that. He is featuring music from the great Mozart this morning on Roving with the Arts at 9:06. In addition to our Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter pages, you can also connect with KSJE and our Instagram page on social media. And if you're a podcast person, we invite you to subscribe for free to KSJE's podcast on all the popular podcast apps. So wherever you get your podcast, you can get ours as well. Places like iTunes and Spotify and iHeart and Pandora, Podbean, and much, much more. So check out our podcasts and subscribe for free and listen to KSJE. Outside our studios this morning, it's a cloudy morning this morning. We are watching some rain showers to our west in northeast Arizona. We are expecting an increasing cloudy day today with a high of 77 and a chance of some scattered showers today. Scattered showers overnight, low 54, maybe some more showers on Wednesday with a high of 68 tomorrow and a low of 46. Partly sunny skies on Thursday with a high of 71 and a low of 47. And then maybe another chance of rain showers for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with highs again near 70 into the mid to lower 60s by Sunday. Let me introduce my guest who is here with me this morning, again, as I mentioned, to talk about the treatment foster program at Child Haven. Galadriel Curran is here. She is the treatment foster parent liaison and coordinator for this program at Child Haven. And good morning. It's good to have you here with me on KSJE.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Thanks for coming in this morning. And let's talk a little bit about this program, because treatment foster care is a bit different than foster care.
Yes, sir, it is. Treatment foster care, the goal of treatment foster care is to address treatment. It's not adoption or just placement.
Okay.
The children that come into our program have a mental health diagnosis and have developed behaviors or safety concerns due to trauma. And this program really addresses the treatment of those behaviors and the mental health barriers that they may have.
Got you. So something in these children's backgrounds has caused them to develop some problems, some things that need to be helped with. And that's where the treatment foster care families come in.
Yes, they've developed survival skills, for lack of a better word, okay. Maintain to survive. And sometimes these things can include stealing or just not being safe because of those survival skills that they developed.
Right. And so, again, in order for them to become productive adults, the idea is to address these issues while they're younger and help them. And a lot of times maybe the adults that they're living with reach out to try to get help for these behavioral issues that these children are developing or experiencing, correct?
Yes. Most of the children that come into our program are referred from CYFD. So they do have... they have been removed from their primary home's custody. Mm-hmm. We also accept children that are referred by grandparents or aunts or uncles that may have gotten guardianship of them and find that they just need more support.
Got it. And so there was a need, as I know, a big need for treatment foster families, right, in San Juan County?
There is a need. We currently have 8 foster care families and are in need of more.
And that
always
could be what types of people do you think would make a good fit for this treatment foster care program?
So what makes a good fit for this foster parent program is to be open to learning new things. Because one of the things that we find is because of the trauma, we don't parent like maybe we were parented. So we have to learn new parenting styles to provide those supports and those interventions to address that child's needs.
Got you. But there's a lot of training that goes into this program, right? So parents aren't just sign up and... here's the kid, have a nice time. There's a lot of support and training that goes with this as well.
There is a lot of support and there is a lot of training. We do about 40 hours worth of training that focus on understanding trauma and how it affects a child's development and their behaviors. We do a lot of training on the different interventions that we use. The support that they have really is phenomenal because they have, number one, 24/7 support. So they can call at any point in time and have somebody there within an hour to support a behavior or something that's going on in the home that they're not sure how to, you know, work with at that moment.
Right.
There's also the treatment team and then there's the clinical team. So the clinical team is the therapist, it's the clinical supervisor, it's the program director, it's the treatment coordinators that work together to form a treatment plan, but also the treatment team, which can involve CYFD, the guardian ad litem. It can involve it involves the parents or adoptive or post-placement parents. It involves... sometimes the school, it just depends on what this child's CASA is another agency that really kind of supports these kids.
Right. CASA, we've talked about before, another Child Haven program, right?
Yes, sir.
The court-appointed special advocate. And so it's a whole team, it sounds like, of people who are really trying to work with this child to improve their future.
Mm-hmm.
And these are children roughly between the ages of, what would you were telling me?
I would say probably 3 and 14.
3 to 14.
Sometimes they're a little bit older. Sometimes they're a little bit younger if maybe a older sibling is in needs treatment foster care, but they have a younger sibling and we want to keep them together.
Okay.
So we've had, 2-year-olds in the program that are in regular foster care, whereas the sibling might be in treatment foster care.
Understood. And the goal you were telling me, too, before we came on the air this morning, is not necessarily adoption of these children. It's really that treatment side of this to really help them through whatever they're dealing with and to then get them better mm-hmm. in order to go either maybe back to a grandparent or another family guardian or something to that matter is really the goal, right?
Yes, that is the goal.
And how, I know each case is different, but about how long would you say these treatment foster families are working in with these children?
So for the most part, our treatment goals are set at the beginning for a year out.
Okay.
So we expect that to occur with a year. I mean, there are different kids that require a little bit longer, a little bit less.
Of course.
But really our goal is within a year that child is ready and has addressed the barriers that they need to address.
Right. But that commitment from the family, about a 12-month period mm-hmm. is what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. And so I imagine you have a lot of families that will fulfill that one-year commitment, and some may take a break. Some may be asking for another child to help with. Do you see that?
Most of our foster parents, they might take like a two-week break.
2 weeks, okay.
2 weeks.
After a
yes.
year?
Yes. Our foster parents are very dedicated to Child Haven and to their children that they work with. And usually, you know, like I said, about 2 weeks, and they're ready for another placement.
Wow. That's wonderful. That is dedication, for sure.
It is.
And there's some great success stories from the treatment foster care program, which I think is certainly exciting to talk about. Of course, we want every child to succeed and, mm-hmm. and get the treatment that they need because their childhoods have maybe been a little rough up until now, until they get into that treatment care. And so talk to me a bit about some of the success stories that you're aware of.
So there's lots of success stories. Basically, there's one individual that currently works in our field, and he was a treatment foster care child, and he has grown, developed, and changed, and is working in the social service field.
Wow. What great insights he must have.
He does have a lot of insights.
From his background.
On how that supported him, and the difference it made in his life, and
right.
In moving forward.
Indeed. And so this morning, if folks are listening to us or watching us this morning and they would like more information, because as we mentioned, there is a need, right? There's always
there
a need,
need
for this treatment
yes.
care.
Yes.
How can folks reach out to you, and what would your advice be of what to prepare for?
So some of the things to prepare for is we do a home study just like CYFD does. So you are a foster parent. You are a licensed foster parent when we're done.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Excuse me.
Yep.
We are, so you go through the whole home study process. So you need to be prepared for all of the fun questions and really somebody looking into your life.
Okay.
and that stability. Because what we want to do is make sure our foster homes are safe. That's one of the number one things we're doing in a home study. And then be prepared for the training. Right now is a great time because a lot of our trainings, most of our trainings are done online.
Okay.
So you can get that training in if you work, if one of the parents works. You can get that training in right now.
Perfect.
online, which is much easier and much to navigate than have to go to an office and do the training for
sure.
2 hours several times a week or whatever. And then be prepared for the excitement and the adventure of supporting this child in growing and learning and developing into a positive, healthy human being.
Right, which has got to be very rewarding for your families.
And
to watch that transformation.
If you talk to one of my foster parents, that's what they will say.
Yeah.
It's so rewarding to see this child heal.
Right.
And move forward. And that's why they do it.
Right. Very good. And I would think, too, with the online training, that folks can sign up almost any time.
So you can sign up any time. What you would do is you go to the Child Haven website and go to foster care, and you can complete an there's a link to draw down an application.
Okay.
Complete that application. Give me a call. My number is everywhere on that on
right.
that page.
Okay. And the website I know is childhavenm.org.
Yes.
And so that's the best place just to go to.
That's the best place to go. We will be having an orientation November 5th at 12 o'clock.
Okay.
Lasts about an hour. So it really kind of gives you those details of what you're looking at, what the process is, the rewards, those type of things, in a 1 hour kind of orientation. This is us.
Very good. Very good. And again, if folks have another question they want to ask, they can certainly reach out to you ahead of that time.
They can.
And just ask about whatever it is that's on their mind.
They can. They can call 325-5358, extension 154, and that's my extension.
Okay.
You can reach me at any point in time.
Very good. Well, Galadriel Kerr, thank you for coming in this morning and talking about the treatment foster program with Child Haven. A really great need, I know, throughout our state and throughout our community. So thank you for the work that you and your colleagues are doing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good to have you here. My guest this morning, talking a little bit about the foster treatment program at Child Haven, part of our commitment to CHIC, the Community Health Improvement Council, on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.